Mark Pugach spoke with the frustrated Chris Waddle and Graham Taylor after the match.
The FA just sit on the backside and do nothing after tournament after tournament. Why don't they listen? Why don't they look at other countries and say, how do they keep producing talent? We coach out. I keep telling you, we coach talent out of players. We're looking for Steven Gerrard, Wayne Rooney. They haven't turned up in this tournament. Steven Gerrard's had his half decent, but they haven't turned up. So where do we go? Where's the plan B? We haven't got one. We say, oh, we've got pacey wingers who can. We haven't. We haven't got players who can run. But overall, the back four can't control it, can't pass it. We lack so many ideas, and it's so frustrating. The amount of money in our league is frightening, and all we do is waste it on rubbish ideas.
I think it's really interesting for everybody at home to listen, not necessarily Chris's words, although they're very apposite as well, but more the frustration, Graham, in Chris's voice, a man who is proud, like you were, to manage England, a man proud to play in two World Cups, a World Cup semi-final. What would we do for a World Cup semi-final now, however the heck it ended? But just listen to the frustration in Chris's voice that we are going nowhere, that money is sloshing around our game like we could never have dreamt of in the 80s when football was a dirty game full of hooligans and terrible stadiums. Money is sloshing around, but we're in this situation. They should listen to the frustration in Chris's voice.
The building of the football centre at Burton should have been done, it should have been completed. To put that to one side, not to create that kind of environment where you can start then to bring and start to develop and start to get all of your coaching in, it is of a priority that the FA, for some reason or other, have been knocked off that path. It still hasn't been built. Yes, about a year ago, yes, it's back on the agenda. Where the hell are we with it?
Do you blame the FA in all this, Graham, for the mess that England are in at the moment?
Not totally, because I think club football is of such importance to people. The Premier League has come on side with it. But in fact, it was the FA Premier League. The Football Association had to give that permission to form the Premier League. The Premier League had been fantastic in terms of the commercial instinct and all of those things that go with it. But as we've gone on, fewer and fewer English players are playing in that top league. Now, somewhere along the line, we have, and I really do believe this, and I mentioned it earlier, I don't want in any shape or form to get silly about it, but we have, you know, immigrants that come into this, and I'll tell you what, sooner or later, and they will be entitled to play for England. Don't anybody tell me that there's not some good young lads in there that in fact will be very capable footballers. All that needs looking at, it needs sweeping up, and you need the Football Association to reassert their authority, because they are in charge of the international team.
Because just to reiterate, when you took over, when you were England manager, the Premier League started, and one of the tenets of the Premier League, wasn't it, was to help the national team. Now, how far apart are those two contrasting drives now?
Well, one of the first things that I can tell you, the idea of the Premier League was it should have been 18 clubs. They didn't want to go down to 18. And at the end of the day, they stayed for 22. The FA gave them the permission to stay at 22. Now, if they'd gone to 18, there would have been 8 less league games. Of course, that would have helped the international side. They allowed it to stay at 22. And from that moment on, the power of the FA, it just deceased. It just went away more and more. And as we've gone on, you will find that the club authority, the club power within our game is much higher. It's in control of the situation, and the Football Association are responsible for our international side and the development of players. Trevor Brooking has come up with one or two ideas. He gets no chance. He gets pushed to one side.
Chris, if there is a criticism of Fabio Capello, which is very valid, is it this absolute insistence and adherence on 4-4-2?
It's look, end of the day,
or is that looking at the wrong way?
No, we're looking at the wrong way. We've had Steve McLaren, we've had Sven, we can go back all the time. Premier League football, right, is 100 mile an hour. It's end-to-end. It's like basketball, right? So when you play in the Premier League, you can go, we have an attack, you have an attack, we have an attack, you have an attack. Germany play exactly like Bayern Munich or Schalke or Werder Bremen. So their football, they take onto the pitch, international level, what they do at the club. We try and take the Premier League onto the pitch, and we're not technically good enough. So we come up against a team who can say, hold on, we can play little triangles around you. Germany, Spain, all the good sides who you want to mention, or I'm not about good sides, play round with. We can't adapt to any other system or any other what do we say today? We've got a chance when we keep this tempo up. We've got a chance when we keep this tempo up. We can only play one way, and it's poor. We can't. You can't go on in football and win trophies playing 100 mile an hour, putting teams under pressure for 90 minutes. You've got to be able to say, slow, quick. Was it a waltz you do? Slow, quick. We can't do it. We have to do the Charleston or we're finished.
Do you think, though, that there were valid concerns from the players about the way that England were playing and that Capello should have been a little bit more flexible? Or are you saying this is a debate which, frankly, is irrelevant to the end result?
It's irrelevant because we'll go the next time and play the same. Now, we should have played this tournament 4-5-1. We want Gerrard on the ball more. Right, so you play two midfield players.
Sorry, 4-5-1, which a lot of our leading teams do play. So you say in that sense it should reflect right. What the leading teams in the Premier League
exactly.
do.
Exactly. So Steven Gerrard plays in a 4-5-1 for Liverpool, doesn't he, off Torres? And so-and-so plays in this hole. And Lampard plays further forward for Chelsea. So if we keep talking about these players being great, get the best out of them. Rooney's played on his own all season at Man United, more or less up front. Play him up front, he scored 30-odd goals. We come here and we go, no, I've got to play Thingy alongside Thingy. We're better when we play tempo, and put players in the right position to get on the ball who we want on the ball. Ossel, did he say to Ossel today, you're a bit lightweight, son, go and play on the wing? No, he didn't. He keeps him in the middle where he's causing problems. We don't take it. Oh, just my head in. I'm sorry.
World Cup football, South Africa 2010.